It's 1 o'clock. I'm Mike Perkins. Redundancies at the Goodyear Tyre Factory in Wolverhampton will take place before the end of the year. It's been announced the Bushby Lane site will definitely be closing. It follows a consultation with workers which began in June. 330 people will start losing their jobs from New Year's Eve, but Jared Coyne, who's regional secretary of the Unite Union, hasn't ruled out a sit-in protest, similar to one held by colleagues in France when their plant closed.
It is quite possible because the level of anger amongst the workforce, being given a false hope about actually a review of the decision and now to be treated in such a shoddy way in terms of the notification of redundancies by the end of the year, really, really does rankle with our membership.
David Cameron has promised to shut down schools if they teach children hatred and intolerance. The Prime Minister's comments were made in his speech to the Conservative Party conference. They come following the Trojan horse plot in Birmingham, where Muslim schools were accused of being infiltrated by those with hardline views on the religion. Here's how Mr. Cameron said he planned to make sure something like that can never happen.
If an institution is teaching children intensively, then whatever its religion, we will, like any other school, make it register so it can be inspected. And be in no doubt, if you are teaching intolerance, we will shut you down.
The family of a Wolverhampton businessman thought to have been murdered in India say the wrong body has been returned to them. 54-year-old Ranjit Singh Power has not been seen since May when he was at Amritsar Airport in the Punjab. Police charged taxi driver Sukhdev Singh with his murder, saying he'd confessed to it. Mr. Power's daughter now claims DNA and dental records of the body sent to them don't match their samples. Two more arrests have been made in connection with the death of a police officer who was run over on Merseyside. PC Dave Phillips died on Monday. This morning, his widow and children have been to the scene in Wallasey, where flowers and tributes have been laid. A new tea room in Cannock that aims to support people who've had issues with alcohol and drugs is being opened to the public. Recovering alcoholics and addicts will run Langan's with the aim of helping them get back into employment. Acting manager Sally Bradley, who came out of rehab last year, explains why it will be important.
Gives them a purpose for getting up in the morning. That's one of the biggest problems in addiction. You seem to have no purpose. The only thing you want to do is either drink or turn to drugs. And this is somewhere where they can put back into the community.
And former mayor of Wolverhampton, Bert Turner, has died following an illness. The Bilston councillor raised £55,000 for charity. He was the city's mayor from 2011 to 2012. A look at your weather. Staying mostly dry this afternoon with some sunshine poking through, particularly this evening. Highs of 14 Celsius, 57 degrees Fahrenheit. That's your latest news for the West Midlands. It's 3 minutes past one.